2 Samuel chapter 14 and verse number 25. But in all Israel there was none to be so much praised as Absalom for his beauty. From the sole of his foot even to the crown of his head, there was no blemish in him.
Tagalogin natin ang Bible. Ang sabi ng Bible, sa buong Israel ay walang gaya ni Absalom na pinaka nakakapuri dahil sa kagandahan mula sa talampakan ng kanyang mga paa hanggang sa tuktok ng kanyang ulo ay walang ipipintas sa kanya. Ang mga tao ay mayroong panglabas na anyo, pero meron din silang pangloob na persona. Si Absalom ay napakasikat dahil sa kanyang panglabas na hitsura. Sigurado, pati na rin sa kanyang ugali, siya ay kapuri-puri. Sigurado matangkad, malakas, kaakit-akit, isang natural na leader, magiliw, makatawag pansin kapag kinakausap, para siyang isang napaka mahusay na tao. Almost na para siyang, sabihin natin, artista. Heartthrob, pwede rin. Yung mga young people talaga. Yun ang lexicon ng mga young people. Heartthrob, pambira. Etong si Absalom ay napaka ganda ang kanyang panglabas. Absalom, like most people, like many people, have an outward appearance, but his outward appearance betrays his inward character. The Bible says Absalom was praised, be so much praised for his beauty. He had an outward appearance that was magnificent to behold. A heartthrob. Sharp, tall, handsome, dark. I don't know. But the Bible teaches us from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head, no blemish in him. But you know, people can look good on the outside, but it really doesn't matter what you look like on the outside. What you are on the inside is more important and tells us so much more about Absalom. Tingnan mo ang verse 26, chapter 14 and verse 26. Look at what the Bible says. And when he polled his head, for it was at the every year's end that he polled it, because his hair was heavy on him, therefore he polled it and weighed the hair of his head at 200 shekels after the king's weight. So, at pagka kanyang ipinagupit ang kanyang buhok sa bawat katapusan ng bawat taon, siya ay nagpapagupit sapagkat mabigat ang kanyang buhok at ang kanyang, nung kanyang pinapagupit, ang timbang ng buhok ng kanyang ulo ay 200 siklo ayon sa timbang ng hari. At kung pag-aralan natin ito, ito pala, ayun o. Ito ay 2 kilo. Yun, hindi pala 4, sorry. 2 kilo. Biro mo ha, buhok niya lang, 2 kilo. Gawa ito ng kayabangan ng ginagawa ng mga tao nung kapanahunan ng hari. Tinitimbang nila ang buhok nila, pinapakalbo nila, tapos every year, yun, babayaran siya. Kasi special talaga siya. Prinsipe siya eh. Anak siya ni King David. Now, this hair that Absalom had, it would grow all year round. And it would be so heavy that it would weigh about 4 pounds. 4 pounds of hair was on his head. And he would shave his head. And they would... It would be a symbol of pride. Something that he can take glory in. Man, look at me. I got hair. You know, parang ano, special talaga siya. You know? Sometimes yung tao, pinapansin nila yung book nila kesa sa yung persona nila, yung puso nila. Ganito si Absalom sa hitsura at panglabas. Ang tao rin ay tumitingin po sa labas, pero ang Diyos ay tumitingin sa puso. Tingnan mo ang 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse number 17. You know, people look at people on the outside. They only see the outside. But God doesn't just look on the outside. God looks way down deep into the heart. Look at 1 Samuel chapter 16. Verse 17, 1 Samuel 16, 17. And Saul and his servants provide... Oh, wait. I made a mistake. Oh, boy. No. Verse 7. Sorry. Chapter 16, verse 7. I have to correct my notes now. Okay, verse 7. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. So yung tinitingnan ng tao yung panglabas, sa Diyos wala yan. Ang tinitingnan ng Diyos ay ang puso ng tao. God looks upon the heart. And so, Absalom, the perfect man with an imperfect heart, as we shall see in this story here. Ano ang ugali ni Absalom? Pakinggan niyo ito. Siya ay sinungaling. Siya ay mapaghiganti. Inutos niya na patayin ang kanyang kalahating kapatid na si Amnon. Mamamatay tao siya. Tumakas siya sa ibang syudad upang iwasan ang paghatol hanggat bumalik siya sa Jerusalem na kung saan pinatawad siya ni King David. Pero pakunwari pa rin itong si Absalom. At gusto niya na siya ang maghari at gumawa siya ng paraan para magkudeta siya at ang kanyang, sa kanyang sariling ama. You know, Absalom is a liar. Absalom is a avenger. Absalom ordered the murder of his half-brother Amnon, and he avoided justice by going to Gershom, and he returns to Jerusalem seeking King David's forgiveness. But even when King David forgave him, he still had it in his heart. He wanted to be king, and he wanted to overthrow David, his own father, from being king. He wanted to stage a coup d'etat. Nako, nagpagawa pa siya ng coup d'etat para siya ang maging hari. Nung sinabi nga ni Amnon, eto, alam nyo, sabi niya sa mga tao ng Israel, alam nyo, kung ako ang maging husga, kung ako maging Supreme Court ninyo, eto ang gagawin ko para sa inyo. Inakit niya yung mga baya, yung mga tauhan ng Israel, hanggat siya nga ang ginawang judge. Pero alam mo, yung judge hindi pa sapat sa kanya. Gusto niya siya ang pangulo. Okay? So, 40 years siya nag-judge si Absalom. Pero yung talagang gusto niya, siya ang maging hari at patatalsik niya yung kanyang ama na si David sa pagiging hari. Now, Absalom said, you know, if I was the judge, and he began to lie, and he began to cause the children of Israel to believe in him, if I was judge, I would judge your situation. But see, I'm not a judge. You need me as your judge. And even if he ran as a judge, and he in fact became the judge, he really wanted the king. He wanted to be the king. And he became their judge for 40 years. 40 years he became judge. But that wasn't enough for Absalom. He lied and he created a way where he would overtake his own father, King David. And his own father fled. And he almost was successful. He actually was successful in making David and his armies flee. And he wanted to take over Jerusalem So, ganito po ang mensahe. Si Absalom ay larawan ng tao. Ganito rin ang makasalanan ng tao. Mayroong panglabas na kanyuan, tila parang okay sila, maayos, relihiyoso, mabait, kagalang-galang, pero ang tunay na kalagayan ng kanyang pangloob ay patay ang kanyang espiritu. Tingnan mo ang Matthew chapter 23, verse 27. Look at Matthew chapter 23 and verse number 27. This Absalom is a picture of sinners. It's a picture of mankind and how mankind looks on the outward. They look good on the outside. Some of them are religious. Some of them are well-behaved. Some of them know how to speak and present themselves as a leader. But in their heart, they're dead. In their heart, they have no spiritual life at all. Look at Matthew chapter 23 and verse 27. This is what Jesus says about hypocrites. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but within are full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Ang sabi ng Panginoon, para kayong yung sa labas ng cemeteryo. Malinis, makinis, maputi, maayos, maganda, pero sa loob, bangkay, buto, patay, nakakasuklam, laman na ano yon, nag-deteriorate. Ano yon? Deteriorate.
Nabubulok.
So ganyan pala ang tao. Maayos sila sa labas. Maganda ang panglabas. Maganda ang anyo. Maganda ang salita. Magandang ugali. Pero patay sa espiritu. Kasi walang Kristo sa loob. Walang Diyos ang nasa loob. Patay. Ni panalangin, walang panalangin. Pasasalamat, walang pasasalamat sa Diyos. This is dead man's bones. They like whited sepulchres. They're clean on the outside. They can speak well. They can present themselves well. They might even take leadership courses. They might even have smarts, you know, smart in school and smart in life. And they could present, and they have skills and knowledge. But in their heart, they're spiritually dead. No life. Because God doesn't live in them. No salvation. Jesus is not in the heart. And so, yes, they're good on the outside, but they're dead on the inside. Ang katapusan ni Absalom ay kamatayan. Siya ay nahuli sa kanyang buhok na sumabit sa sangay ng puno. Tingnan mo ang 2 Samuel chapter 18, verse 9. What happened to Absalom? Well, the very hair that he boasted on, that he was so proud about, caused him to die. Look at 2 Samuel chapter 18 and verse 19. 2 Samuel 18, 19. Then Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, let me now run and bear the king tidings now that the Lord hath avenged him of his enemies. And Joab, balik tayo, let's go back up to verse number 9, I'm sorry. 2 Samuel 18, verse number 9. And Absalom met the servants of David, and Absalom rode upon a mule, and the mule went under the thick boughs of a great oak, and his head was caught on the oak, and he was taken up between heaven and earth, and the mule that was under him went away. So kumbaga, tumatakas na si Absalom kasi nagkudita nga siya, eh lumaban naman si King David, natalo naman yung kanyang mga pwersa, tatakas na lang siya, sumakay siya sa isang asno, takbo siya ng takbo, yung asno, sige, sugo doon sa ano, sa ano yung forest sa Tagalog? So, doon siya sa kagubatan at yung buhok niya na pinagmalaki niya ay nasabit sa sangay ng isang puno. At doon, nasuspend siya. Hindi siya makatakas, hindi siya makalaba, hindi siya makaalis. Nakasabit siya. At doon natagpuan siya ni King ni General Joab, at doon siya pinatay ni General Joab. Sinaksak siya ng mga darts hanggat siya ay namatay. Tapos tinaboy pa siya sa isang libingan, sa isang hukay. Tapos binalitaan nila kay King David. Pinatay siya ni Joab at binalitaan si King David. Tandaan niyo ito, kahit na isang sangay ng puno, pwedeng gamitin ng Diyos sa paghatol ng tao. Walang imposible sa Diyos. Biro mo, isang sangay ng puno, wala namang malay na gamit ng Diyos para hatulin si Absalom. You remember this, God can use anything to judge sinners. And here is a branch, a tree branch, that caught him at the point of his pride, where he was so boastful about his hair, and now he's suspended, and God judged him, used Joab to kill him. God can use anything to judge sinners. But this is exactly a picture of how people are proud on the outside, rotten on the inside, and under the judgment of God. Masdan natin naman ang awa ni David. Now look at David's compassion and love for Absalom. Nung nabilitaan niya kay Kushai, isang lingkod na si Kushai, na napatay ni Joab si Absalom, dakila ang sakit ng loob na naramdaman ng kanyang ama na si King David. Tingnan mo ang 2 Samuel chapter 18, verse 33. When David heard the news from Kushai, the servant, that Joab killed Absalom, David's heart broke. Heartache. Let's see, 2 Samuel chapter 18 and verse 33. And the king was so much moved and went up to the chamber over the gate and wept. Umiyak yung si King David. Siyempre naman, yun ang anak niya. And he went, thus said, "Oh, my son Absalom, my son Absalom, would God I had died for thee. Oh, Absalom, my son." Naku talaga, nung nabalitaan niya namatay ang kanyang anak, laking sakit ng puso ang naramdaman ni King David. Siyempre naman, yun ang kanyang anak. Ganito rin po ang damdamin ng Diyos kapag ang makasalanang tao ay ayaw sumunod sa ebanghelyo ng Panginoon. Tingnan mo ang Matthew chapter 23, verse number 37. This expression, this heartache of David, is exactly what God feels like when sinners refuse to get saved. They die in their sin, and he has to send them to a lake of fire. God's heart is broken. And it breaks for the sinner. Look at Matthew chapter 23 and verse 27. Listen to the compassion of Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 23, verse 37. Matthew 23, verse 37. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as an hen gathereth her chicks under her wings, and ye would not. Lumuluha si Jesus Christ para sa siyudad ng Jerusalem. Umiiyak siya, sabi niya, sana magsisi na ang Jerusalem at tanggapin siya bilang kanilang Mesiya, para siya ang mag-bless sa kanila at alagaan niya sila na pag-aalaga ng isang inahin sa kanyang mga ano yung chicks, sa kanyang mga, ano yung chickens, yung maliliit na sisiu. Pero ayaw ng Jerusalem na tumanggap sa kanya bilang Mesiya. Alam niyo po, pag ikaw ay makasala ng tao at ayaw mong maligtas, nasasaktan po ang puso ng Ama. katulad ng ni King David sa kanyang anak na si Absalom, ang Diyos, tandaan niyo ito, ay handang magpatawad palagi.
God is always ready to forgive. God is always ready to save. But if you don't repent and you don't believe, you're breaking the heart of God. He will judge. He will condemn. But His heart is broken. His heart is broken. This is the mercy of God.
Ang tunay na mapagkunwari po ay si Absalom.
The true hypocrite is Absalom. He looks good on the outside, but he's dead rotten on the inside. And so is every sinner. You take a shower in the morning, you fix your hair, you brush your teeth, you look good, you put on nice clothes. But what are you here on the inside?
Ano ba ang kalagayan ng iyong kaluluwa? Nawa makita ninyo ngayong umaga sa istorya ni Absalom ang pag-ibig ng Diyos at pagmamalasakit ng Panginoon para sa lahat ng mga tunay na nagsisisi at sumasampalataya kay Jesus Christ.
I pray that in the story of Absalom you will see yourself and you will consider the love of God.
Handang magpatawad ang Panginoon.
See the love of God. See the compassion of the Savior to forgive all those who would repent and all those who would believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Doesn't matter how good you are on the outside. What about your inside? Let's pray and ask the Lord to bless them. Father in heaven, I pray that you would speak to our hearts. Help us to consider your great love. Help us to consider our need for the Savior. We may be good on the outside, but we're needy sinners on the inside. And Father, I pray if there's someone here who has yet to turn from their sin, yet to turn from their self, yet to turn from their false beliefs, yet to turn from unbelief to belief, that they would trust Jesus Christ, that they would receive Him, so that they can have spiritual life on the inside. I pray, Father, that they would turn and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. This is our heart's desire and prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.